You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning, I would like to reconsider with you the topic of spiritual battle.
好不好请各位再翻到刚才我们所读的路加福音第22章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 22.
22章我们该从24节读完34节。
Just now, we've read verses 24 to 34.
在刚才所读的这段圣经里面，很明显的，我们看见有两个主题在里面。
From these 10 verses, it's clear that there are two major themes.
24节到30节在这里记载门徒之间的一个争论。
From verse 24 to verse 30, it's recorded an argument among the disciples.
他们在争高低，他们在论大小。
They had a dispute about who was the greatest.
到底在他们这个小的团体里面，谁是大的，谁是小的，谁是应该做首位，谁是应该敬陪末座。
Who is the leader among this small group of people?
那么从31节到34节，在这里我们看见主耶稣预告彼得的失败。
From verses 31 to 34, Jesus prophesied that Peter will deny him three times.
当我在准备这段圣经的时候,
when I was preparing this passage,
我心里面有一种说不出来的痛苦，说不出来的困扰。
Something bothered me and it's very difficult to describe in words.
我们今天就是中国人坐在这里。
Today, we as Chinese here,
孙中山先生说中国人像一片散沙一样。
We've been described as a bucket of sand scattered about.
但是如果我们用这样的一个角度来看当时的门徒的话,
and if we use the same analogy to describe the disciples,
我觉得当时的耶稣基督的门徒不是散沙而已, 简直是一群的刺猬, porcupine.
I feel that they are not only a bucket of sand scattered, they indeed have spines poking each other.
他们分开可以相安无事，不能够聚在一起。当他们一聚在一起的时候，就彼此会刺痛旁边的人。
They just cannot be close together, or they will start to poke each other.
每一次他们聚在一起，就产生彼此伤害的现象。
And whenever they are close together, they will start to hurt each other.
当我在准备的时候，我心里面特别难过的是什么？
What caused me the greatest sorrow?
这些门徒在那里彼此争论的时候，是争论在主耶稣设立圣餐之后。
Is that they dispute after the fact that Jesus have established the Holy Communion.
我们看见从17节到20节，耶稣设立这个我们所谓的圣餐，这个最后这个主的晚餐。
From verse 17 on, we see that Jesus established the Last Supper or the Holy Communion.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做圣餐？
What is the Last Supper?
圣餐就是调整我们每一个人与主的关系的一个聚会。
Holy Communion service is a service that allows us to readjust our relation with our Lord.
圣餐就是调整我们每一个人彼此之间的关系的一个聚会。
It's a meeting where we can readjust our relation to one another.
透过饼和杯，让我们能够更新我们跟主的关系。
Through the bread and the cup, we can rededicate our relation to the Lord.
透过饼和杯，我们能够更新我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间的关系。
Through the bread and cup, we can indeed rededicate our relation to one another.
我们的灵性不可能永远是在高峰上。
Our spiritual condition cannot always be at a high point.
人际的关系不可能永远在一个最美的一个境界。
Personal relations cannot be in a perfect condition all the time.
借助圣餐，借助饼和杯，让我们能够调整我们跟主的关系，因此我们可以调整我们彼此之间的关系。
But we thank the Lord that through Holy Communion, we can readjust our relation with Him, and in doing so, we can readjust our relation with each other.
我们要爱我们的弟兄，我们要爱我们的姐妹，照着我们的天性，我们只能够爱我们看着顺眼的人。
According to our own nature, we can only love those that are lovable for us.
今天我们怎么能够去爱那些不可爱的？
How can we love those that are not lovable?
感谢主，主耶稣可以爱他所不能爱。
It's only Jesus that can love those that we cannot love.
只有耶稣可以爱那个在外表看起来好像不可爱。
Only he can love those that seemingly are unlovable.
当我们来到主的桌前的时候，
And so as we come before his table,
我们可以再一次透过主来看弟兄，来看我们的姐妹。
We can look at the other brothers and sisters through the eyes of our Lord.
但是我们在圣经里面看见他们刚刚参加完这个圣餐，他们彼此之间就在那里争论谁大谁小，彼此在那里争论。
And yet it was right after the establishment of this covenant that they start to have a dispute.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面我们看到门徒的争论，这不是第一次。
Of course, from the scriptures, we also know this is not the first time that they had this dispute.
我们不要看别的福音，我们单单看路加福音，在第九章他们就曾经这样争论过。
In Luke only, in chapter 9, they already had this dispute.
在路加福音第九章四十六节到四十八节，我们看见门徒同样在那里争论这样一个老问题。
It's the same question.
在这样的一个团体里面，在这个属灵的这样的一个家里面，到底谁大谁小，谁应该先，谁应该后呢？
Who is the greatest among this spiritual group?
在第九章路加福音第九章主耶稣带了一个小孩到他们面前来，他们说你们要像这个小孩子，你们就可以克服胜过那个彼此之间的相斗。
And there in chapter 9 Jesus brought a small child and showed them that you have to become like children in the kingdom of God.
那我们在路加福音22章我们刚才所读过的，主耶稣用彼得的例子来提醒我们。
And in this chapter 22, Jesus used the example of Peter to remind us.
我们再看31到34节。
Let's pay special attention to verses 31 to 34.
路加福音22章31节到34节，主又说，在英文圣经没有提到又说这两个字，中文特别提到又说，就跟前面是有关联的。主又告诉他们说，他说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
In the Chinese version it says the Lord said again, indicating a relation between his conversation here to that above, said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you turn backYou can strengthen your brothers.
33节彼得说，他说主啊，我就是跟你下监，我跟你同死也是甘心。耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你说的没有错，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
Peter replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus responded, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times.
从这个属灵的征战的角度，我们看这几节圣经，我们看见彼得是怎么会失败的，我们也看见彼得怎么样从失败里面能够转败为胜。
So we can look at these few verses from the viewpoint of spiritual warfare to understand why Peter failed and how he can come back.
弟兄姊妹，彼得，这个耶稣在这里预言彼得什么？
What did Jesus prophesy?
就是你要三次不认我。
You will deny three times that you know me.
对彼得，对耶稣来讲，看上下文，我们发现耶稣很看重这件事情。
From the context, we realize that Jesus is paying special attention to this.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们的基督徒的经验里面来看，
But as Christians in our experience,
我们一定有个问题，有什么了不起呢？三次不认主，又犯了什么大错呢？
We feel that this doesn't seem to be such a big deal.
彼得并没有像犹大一样三次把耶稣给卖掉。
At least Peter did not betray Jesus like Judas.
彼得不像今天许多的传道人，许多的这个教会里面的领袖，许多道德的败坏来羞辱主的名。
Peter did not commit a great moral crime and bring dishonor to the name of Christ.
耶稣说，彼得，你要三次不认我。
Jesus said, you will deny me three times.
弟兄姊妹，容许我再说一遍，今天我们三次不认主，这算得了什么呢？
Allow me to say this again. What's the big deal about denying that you know Jesus three times?
在我们的见证上，我们突然好像失去那个见证的作用。这又算什么呢？ 我们没有杀人，没有放火，没有做一些伤天害理的事情。
As long as we did not commit any great crimes, what's the big deal about losing our testimony?
所以我们发现主耶稣是你很认真，一定有他认真的原因。
But there must be a reason why Jesus treated this very seriously.
弟兄姊妹，几个礼拜以前，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹很严肃地想到一个基本的观念。
Few weeks ago, I considered with you a very important basic theme.
我发现今年有许许多多基督徒做了多年，对很多基本的信仰没有弄清楚。
I fear that many Christians, even after being a believer for many years, are not clear about the fundamentals. And indeed, I think the fundamentals will show us why this is such an important event. Several weeks ago, we talked about the concept of sin.
在我们的观念里面，我们只认为那个该做的，那个不该做的，我们去做了，这叫罪。
In our everyday experience, we feel that sins are those things we should not do, and we go and do it.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在圣经里面，我们清楚地看见圣经提醒我们，刚才我们的那个观念不过是对罪的认识的一部分而已。
But from the revelation of the scriptures, we understand that's only part of the concept of sin.
事实上，我们不该做的去做了，这是罪；我们该做的而没有做，这也是一个罪。
There's also a sin when we do not do those things that we ought to be doing.
所以雅各书四章十七节告诉我们说，人知道该去行善而不去行，这就是他的罪。
And in fact, in the book of James, we were told that if we know what is good and yet refuses to do it, then that is a sin.
我们说做了不该做的事情，这叫过；没有做该做的，我们叫不及。
So we can say you've crossed the boundary, that is sin, but when you are not up to the standard, that's also a sin.
弟兄姊妹，见证是什么？
What is our testimony?
见证就是我们该做的事。
Testimony refers to the things that we should be doing.
当然，我们做了一个基督徒，做了一些我们不该做的事情，我们是犯罪得罪神。
Of course, if we as a Christian did things that we should not be doing, that is a sin.
但是在这个地方，我们看见耶稣基督看重的，就是我们常常所谓的所谓消极的那一方面。
But perhaps what Jesus is paying attention today here is what we call the passive things.
一个基督徒做见证乃是一种生命自然的流露。
The testimony of a Christian should be the natural outflowing of his life.
你的见证打了折扣，证明你的生命有问题。
If there's a problem with your testimony, that's showing that there's a problem with your life.
弟兄姊妹，主很关心这件事情。
And our Lord pay attention to this.
不要以为说我们今天做了那些不该做的事情，我们才需要回到神的面前悔改。
Do not feel that it's only when we've committed a sin that we should not be doing that we need to repent.
我们常常该做的一些事情，我们没有做到。
But if there are many things we should be doing but we did not.
以一个基督徒来讲，很简单，我们每天的谢饭祷告。
As a very simple example, how about our everyday giving thanks for our meals?
我们发现我们在基督徒多的地方，或者在我们家里面，我们祷告比较认真。
When there are a lot of Christians, perhaps in your family, you can pay attention to it.
当我们到了非基督徒比较多的环境的时候，我们的谢饭祷告就好像就减少很多。
But when we are in a surroundings where the non-Christians outnumber us, then perhaps we will go easy on our giving thanks for our meals.
弟兄姊妹，就是一个简单的谢饭祷告，都是我们能够为主做见证的一个机会。
Even a simple thing as just praying for your meal is a testimony to our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，谢饭祷告是小事。
Yes, it's a small thing to give thanks for your meal.
但是帮助我们不会为主做大事的人，从小事先为主做见证。
But it helps us who cannot accomplish great things for the Lord to at least be faithful in small things.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做大？
What is great?
大有两种意义。
There's two meanings.
大一个意义是跟小相对，叫做大。
First, we can say big is the opposite of small.
第二，大的意义是什么？
What is the second meaning?
许多的小聚在一起就叫大。
many small coming together becomes big.
很多时候我们只有第一个观念。
We often pay attention to the first concept.
我永远做不了大事。
I can never do big things.
因为我所做的都很小。
Because all I can do are small things.
你永远做不了大事。
I cannot do a great thing.
你如果真是看见我许多的小事累积起来就是大事的时候，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们可以为主做大事。
But if you can have a breakthrough in your concept, and you can realize that of the small things that I do, when I put them together, then I've done great things for the Lord.
所以在这里很清楚地看见为什么主耶稣那么看重彼得三次不认他的事情。
Then this perhaps sheds some light on why Jesus was paying attention to this event.
我们看看这一段圣经，到底主耶稣怎么样来描写，怎么样来分析彼得失败的原因。
We can find from these verses the reason why Jesus understood Peter will do this.
31节开始的时候，耶稣对彼得说，西门，西门，撒旦要得着你们。
In the beginning, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked.
要筛你们像筛麦子一样。
To sift you as wheat.
主耶稣在这里给我们看见一件很重要的事情，今天我们会失败，今天我们会软弱，今天我们会跌倒，因为撒旦。
So one of the first reasons why we may fail is due to Satan.
31节，主耶稣提醒彼得，也提醒我们读这一段圣经的人。
Not only is he reminding Simon Peter, Jesus also reminding us.
两件事情。
Two things.
撒旦的存在，撒旦的存心。
The existence of Satan and his intentions.
在这一节圣经，很简单的一节圣经里面，耶稣提醒我们撒旦的存在。
In this verse, Jesus simply put, has reminded us that Satan exists.
当我在准备这个信息的时候，
As I was preparing this,
我突然有一个感受。
I have this feeling.
撒旦今天最常传讲的信息是什么？
What is the most common message that Satan preaches today?
我觉得撒旦今天所传的两个信息，第一个是叫做无神论。
I believe that Satan preaches two messages. The first is there's no God.
告诉人今天没有神。
There is no God.
如果那些人说有神，是因为心理作用。
If you say there's a God, it's due to your mind.
那么这是撒旦常常所传讲的一个信息 ，atheism 没有神。
Indeed, this is one of his favorite messages.
魔鬼所传的第二个信息是什么
？What is his second message?
第一个我们都很了解，无神论。
The first we understand.
魔鬼所传的第二个信息，我把它叫做无鬼论。
The second message that he preaches is there's no Satan.
他到处告诉人家说没有神。
He goes around and say there's no God.
还到处告诉人家没有鬼。
And he also goes around and say there's no Satan.
你们说有神是心理作用。
If you say there's God, it's only your mind.
你们说有鬼也是心理作用。
It's only in your mind that you think Satan exists.
今天在这个二十世纪。
Especially in the 20th century.
在思想界，在文化界，在哲学界。比较影响这个时代的基督徒的作者或者文学家不是太多。
There aren't that many Christian philosophers or people who in literature work that can influence the world today.
有一个很出名的一个作者叫做 C.S. Lewis.
Perhaps we can say C.S. Lewis comes close.
那么这本书我常常鼓励一些知识分子看。
I would recommend some of his writings to those who consider themselves intellectuals.
因为 C.S. Lewis 在信仰上面的经历，就是我们许多知识分子经验信仰的一个写照。
Indeed, his experience is a good reflection on how an intellectual can come to know the Lord.
他本来是在基督教的环境生长。
He grew up in a Christian environment.
进了大学，受到人文主义的影响。
When he attended university, he was affected by the teachings of the day.
完全放弃信仰。
Because of the influence of humanism, he gave up his faith.
后来神让他重新复兴过来。
But later on, he was revived by the Lord.
后来神用他。
And the Lord used him.
他在他一本书上这样说。
In one of his books, he wrote.
他说人类对撒旦抱着两种全然相反而又错误的观念。
Said humankind today holds two viewpoints about Satan, that are completely opposite and yet both are wrong.
所以换句话说，他说今天人类有两种不同的撒旦观或者是魔鬼观。
So we can say there are two views upon the existence of Satan.
第一个就是不相信他的存在。
The first view is he doesn't exist.
第二呢？
The second
就是对他，这个是他说的，对他有过度而有病态的兴趣。
The second view is that people today have an unhealthy interest in Satanism.
换句话说，这个 C.S. Lewis 告诉我们说，我们今天对魔鬼有两种极端的看法。
So we can have two extremes.
一种呢，我们就认为他不在。
The first is, well, he doesn't exist at all.
一种呢，我们就把他有一种非常病态的一种说不出来的一种热切的兴趣。
And yet we can also have a very unhealthy enthusiasm and interest in Satan.
前天晚上我参加一个分区的聚会。
Day before yesterday, I attended an area meeting.
我们现在发现团契聚会呢，有两段很精彩的时间。第一段呢就是查经，第二段呢就是查点。
We have two very exciting times during these meetings. First, we have an exciting time of Bible study, and then the second phase is when we have our refreshments.
我最近慢慢在改变我的观念。
And I'm trying to change my own concept.
因为以前我都很看重查经那一段。
In the past, I pay more attention to the Bible study.
所以查完经呢，我就匆匆忙忙要回家了。
So after leading Bible study or whatever, I would want to leave.
后来我发现查点的时间呢，比查经的时间呢，有的时候还有内容。
But then I discovered that the content perhaps is richer during the refreshment time.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money,Please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.